Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The Israel-Hamas war is now in its second month. Israel says its forces are operating in the middle of southern Gaza's main city, as it's believed Hamas leaders are taking shelter in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his forces will retain security control for the immediate future over the Gaza Strip after Hamas is removed. The Pentagon is reporting that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. 1 week ago, 8th Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The initial investigation has indicated a material failure and not a human error that led to the crash. Former Speaker of the House, Republican Kevin McCarthy from the great state of California, has announced he is resigning from Congress at the end of the year. House Republicans are warning of contempt of Congress charges for Hunter Biden.
That if he refuses a closed-door deposition scheduled for next week. The chairman of the House Oversight and Judiciary Committees issued subpoenas mandating Hunter's appearance on December 13th. The threat arises as the president's son's legal counsel states Hunter is open to a public hearing but declines private questioning. He's citing concerns about Republicans misrepresenting private testimonies from witnesses in the past. I'm John Schaefer.
Three people were killed when a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday, just before lunchtime Pacific. University Police Chief Adam Garcia.
Our officers collectively, UPD as well as Metro, responded to call for shots fired approximately 11:45. Two of our detectives responded to the scene and immediately engaged the suspect in a shootout. The suspect was struck and is deceased at this time.
USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Mr. Vice President, Mr. Speaker, members of the Senate, of the House of Representatives, yesterday, December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy, the United States of America was suddenly and deliberately attacked by naval and air forces of the Empire of Japan.
President Roosevelt declares war on Japan in 1941. The day Japan attacked the United States at Pearl Harbor is commemorated with the National Pearl Harbor Day of Remembrance each year on December 7th. On this day in 1941, more than 2,400 people died in Japan's attack on the Hawaiian Island base of America's Pacific Fleet in Pearl Harbor. Hundreds of aircraft were destroyed or damaged, as were most of the ships in the harbor. And thousands of servicemen and women were killed or injured. It was an unprecedented surprise attack that thrust the United States into World War II, as we sided with the Allies and declared war on Japan. The Belmont Stakes will move to upstate New York next year. The 2024 Belmont Stakes will move to Saratoga Racecourse to allow Belmont Park upgrades to continue. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, and thanks for joining us again and helping us out, helping us, helping you out. This is an American thing to get this country back on track when a majority of Americans say we're on the wrong track. Great observation. What does the right track look like? Okay, we're 12 months away from changing the course. And hopefully that can happen if we're going to maintain this democratic republic. I'm Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Horace Cooper is with us. Horace is the former constitutional law professor and recognized legal commentator and author of his new book, Put You All Back in Chains, How Joe Biden's Policies Hurt Black Americans. Horace Cooper, welcome as always. Good to have you with us, sir.
Hey, good morning. It's great to be on the program.
Well, I noticed, I mean, here we are. This is the 82nd anniversary of Pearl Harbor, what happened on December the 7th, 1941. And, it's interesting, Horace, as I'm looking through all the different publications to see who's spotlighting it. And lest we forget, because we said we would never forget, I want to lead off with this and, remember what happened on December the 7th and how it changed America, how it changed the world.
Clear when our president, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, said that this was a day that will live in infamy, hasn't been fulfilled, at least not by the modern establishment.
Mm-hmm.
It is true that what we refer to as the greatest generation, in fact, gave everything to ensure that this unjustified, unfair, and deadly attack on America did not go unanswered. And in fact, America's entry into that global war ended up being a turning point in shifting an outcome where much of Europe was threatened with tyranny. And now we have a world where those types of threats are not nearly as significant. But the fact that we are not focusing as much as we had assumed what we might after such an attack. But think also about September 11th.
Yes.
Some 20-plus years later, we also don't give as much attention. I mention this not to say there are other instances. It is to say that what I took from when I was a kid learning about the attack in Pearl Harbor was that we would remain vigilant,
mm-hmm.
that we would be prepared, and we would act in a way to minimize the likelihood that something like this could occur. When the memory recedes, often the actions do too.
Mm-hmm.
Our FBI director tells us that we sit at a point where the highest risk in more than 20 years of some sort of attack on our country exists. I'm glad that you're raising this topic. Yes, it's time to put up Christmas lights. Yes, it's time to be thinking about our Christmas shopping, but it's also time to remember that this country, a beacon of liberty, has to continue being such, or the world suffers as a consequence.
Horace, my observation on this is that keep in mind, within a decade of Pearl Harbor, plus or minus here, you've got the president, Dwight Eisenhower, warning the incoming president, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, of the military-industrial complex. And the difference between what happened in the 40s when you had Rosie the Riveters, you had, you know, double-digit involvement, people volunteering for the service to protect and defend our country. It was a time of patriotism that's been unparalleled. But clear, there was a mission that everybody understood. It was about the survival of America and the West as we would know it and hope that it could be. And unfortunately, it seems that with the military-industrial complex, everything has become an industrial complex, whether it's social media, whether it's the mainstream media. We've lost sight of what our mission as this great American experiment started out to be, and that is to be a service not only to its citizens but to the world at large. And it's unfortunately become all about, as one elected official said, it's all about the Benjamins. And when we lose sight of the moral clarity and our moral compass in this process of standing for freedom, then everything gets convoluted. And I think this is where America is right now, is that it's too much about the money and not about the service, in my humble opinion.
Well, there is no doubt that America is made up of a concept, a place of self-government for her people, and a place where the rule of law provides the requirement that government will protect her people. The freedom that the people have includes the operation of interactions voluntarily among one another, and capitalism fits well within it. But our founders had never assumed that the capitalism part, which is critical, it's important, it is the key driver to America's prosperity, isn't supposed to be the only factor in what makes this country operate. And when the former President Eisenhower was discussing the concerns about the military-industrial complex, what he spoke about and what he was referring to was this idea that they pursued their ambitions and they pursued their agenda, their profitability, at the expense of the interests of the people of the United States of America. And that
exactly
is a concern that still exists today. It may not necessarily be the military, although it appears that it still is, but the tech industry. When we set our immigration policy ought to be directed by the needs of America, not by the needs of a select few businesses that think that they will profit handsomely by bringing in certain people when there are Americans with a little training and a little adjustment who could do the job. Again,
exactly.
The idea, I'm as capitalist as the next guy. Mm-hmm. But our capitalism works within the constraints of America.
And with the ultimate goal that we would preserve liberty, right, Horace? I mean, to me, that is the takeaway of World War II, is that it was all about preserving liberty, so that all these ideas that come in, just like you talked about, whether it's big tech, AI, I mean, just go down the list here. You know, the green energy, does it add or take away from our liberty? That's the critical question that should be asked, and that is the fundamental proposition that should be considered before we start implementing and doing these things. if it advances the liberty of those that it's supposed to protect and serve, let's have at it. We'll be all the better. But if it only interests a few people because of monetary gain, then we're in trouble. More from Horace Cooper after this. Stay with
cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. You should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
This message is sponsored by Coca-Cola. Wake up to the tastes you crave with breakfast at Burger King. Rise and shine with a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit with melted American cheese layered between warm buttermilk biscuits. Or grab and go with a sausage, egg, and cheese crisp sandwich. A toasted croissant with savory sizzling sausage. Burger King breakfast sandwiches and Simply Orange. Better together. Enjoy a Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice and get your vitamin C one delicious sip at a time with no added sugar. All Burger King breakfast sandwiches pair perfectly with crispy hash browns and all-natural Simply Orange juice. Start your day with a bacon, egg, and cheese croissant sandwich. It's thick-cut smoked bacon, fluffy eggs, and melted American cheese on a toasted croissant mixed for a delicious breakfast to start your morning right. Never sweetened, never concentrated, and never frozen, Simply Orange pairs perfectly with a delicious breakfast at Burger King. Better together, Burger King breakfast with Simply Orange juice at participating U.S. Burger King restaurants.
Hey, we're back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Okay. And if you caught any of the GOP debate last night, you probably thought, oh, gosh, do we have to watch another cage match that goes nowhere? And, you know, I suffered through parts of it because I had to, because we got to be able to talk about it today. And Horace Cooper is with us. Maybe he can make some sense out of it. Horace, the former constitutional law professor. Well, the GOP debate last night, I don't know, a little over 7 million people watched it. maybe, you know, cringing so often, because here it is. I mean, in terms of a, you know, I think a misrepresentation, I want to hope it is a misrepresentation of the Republican Party, Horace. You know, the four debaters did not fare well. I don't think that anybody gained any ground. It was it was kind of an embarrassment. You know, you just didn't want the kids, I think, within eyesight of what was going on and what was being said last night.
Well, let me just say this. I found it rewarding to watch and not have the moderators take over the story.
Yes, that's a positive, right?
Yes, mm-hmm. And it was a surprise that you have to watch News Nation to get a debate where we got to see serious questions. I probably didn't see much value in the, I personally didn't see much value in the question about whether or not Donald Trump was, quote, fit. I didn't see much value in that spring. But there were a whole large number of questions that were relevant to Republican primary voters. Mm-hmm. And it was up to the four individuals who were on the stage to use those much more mainstream, I would call them, if they were baseball, it was straight over the plate pitches for them to do with them what they did. And they didn't do much with them.
Right.
But that's on them. I would urge more of the debate host companies to consider getting a team more like the team that we saw last night, and that would give us a chance to hear real questions, thoughtful questions that could then be used as a basis for making the evaluation. Now, let me say this, too. Debates are good for America. It's part of our system that we use exchange, vigorous exchange of ideas, as a way to persuade one another. It could be debate number 112. I'm going to continue saying, okay, we can have another one, because that is a useful part of the system that our founders gave us, that we would use persuasion to decide what policies and which leaders that we're going to choose.
Yeah, I think, you know, that's the way you find out. It's interesting, you know, with the four there, and without Donald Trump, of course, the night before, he had a town hall with Sean Hannity, and one-on-one, no questions, you know, just here's his policy. He laid it out for everybody. Of course, Trump being...
I really enjoyed watching that.
Yes.
I really enjoyed watching that. Not as a partisan, but it was, again, a good opportunity to hear discussion about many of the policy choices that if he were president would be pursued. Now, it would be also useful if someone could get President Biden to go on the air for an hour and have a free-ranging conversation in front of an audience. You know, what you won't see is exactly that.
Yeah.
It's probably because he's not capable of doing that. But it's a disservice to the American people that that option doesn't exist.
You know, Horace, I've been asking, you know, that 40%, you know, whenever they do polling, they say 40% of America is in favor of Joe Biden's presidency. And I keep looking for that 40% going, where? Talk to me. Help me understand why Joe Biden is your guy. You know, with all that's happening in our country, and there's a lot of pain here in River City. And then, of course, then we saw last week the, you know, the DeSantis and Newsom debate. I go, well, that's one of them. He's one of the 40%. And I could hear that if Joe Biden could last an hour, his responses would be pretty much the same as Governor Newsom. And constantly in that exchange, I kept going, what planet is he from? Where are we getting? I mean, I was born and raised in California. I saw and have seen and witnessed. I have four of my sons still in California. So, you know, I keep an eye on what's going on here. And there is a huge disconnect in terms of our understanding of reality and how government should be running.
So I did not find that debate as appealing. Mm-hmm. I wished that there You know, when you and I get together on the air, we both have an opportunity to express views, opinions, etc. And I was a little disappointed that it appeared that Governor Newsom, any time that any particular fact was unattractive, he just evaded and then talked over Governor DeSantis so as to prevent us from actually understanding. I found that very, very much off-putting, and I would have preferred if there had been a Megyn Kelly sitting there who could find a way to get both to do what they needed to do. Now, broadly...
Well, the other thing, real quick, Horace, let me interject this real fast. The other thing that bothered me about Governor Newsom was that he wanted to throw out the victim card every time. You know, when he lost, I mean, he's like a comedian that is losing the audience, and they use the, you know, they'll use the F word. And you can always tell. They panic. And this is what I noticed time and again with Newsom. It's like, wait, why do you play the victim card? Why do you throw that? Because that's what the Democrats do.
He started with it, proving
that
he was planning on using that in lieu of actually arguing. And my point is, if we didn't have all of the crosstalk and refusal to stay in the lane, it would have been more obvious, not just for us, you and I, who can look at subtleties, but for the audience in general. It seemed to me that because that didn't occur in a healthy, constructive way that we assume debates are going to be. Adams and Jefferson did a series of debates, some together and some in writing in editorials. And what the reader, what the viewer, what the voter at the time got to see was a strong and robust debate about which value system mattered. And it's not like this one didn't. Now, that could just be me, but I think the American people are well served if we get to hear the argument. Now, I am afraid that our president isn't going to be able to make those kinds of robust arguments and is therefore going to use alternative techniques, maybe the victim card, but definitely the shame card.
Yes.
Definitely the maligning card as a way to stop Americans from considering the ideas being put forward by his opponent.
Or flat out lying like he did before and saying that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation and all this that goes on and on. We got about a little over a minute left. Yeah, I'm going to have you put your constitutional law professor hat on. When I checked the Constitution, I didn't see that there was any room whatsoever for a dictator. And Donald Trump, you know, kind of gaffed the mainstream media and Joe Scarborough by, you know, talking about being a dictator for one day. And, oh, my goodness, the left just exploded. Their heads went nuts. You see, he said it himself. He's going to be a dictator. It's like, oh, my gosh. Unbelievable.
Once again, the malign and shame card was being put forward. It won't work, I don't think, with the American people, but it's really all that the left has to offer today.
And the thing that's so sad, and I feel for the left, they have no sense of humor. They can't get a joke, right?
This is a lot like what we saw in Charlottesville when the president said mostly fine people on both sides. He was not talking about the Nazis, and he clarified that. He said on day one, nothing would stop him from accomplishing two main injustices that are harming America's economy. Anyone watching that in context could see.
Exactly. Thank you, Horace Cooper.
Flare Up can make a walk in the park, well, no walk in the park.
It's that obvious, huh? I've tried so many lotions and creams, but I still have symptoms.
So those don't do enough to treat the inflammation beneath the skin, leaving you with those uncontrolled symptoms.
Makes sense, but what else can I do?
You can get real with your dermatologist so they can help you get clear. Make an appointment and, oh, you're already on it.
Hi, yes, I'd like to make an appointment.
Get real clear about psoriasis at letsgetrealclear.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
USA News Update. The Israel-Hamas war is now in its second month. Israel says its forces are operating in the middle of southern Gaza's main city, as it's believed Hamas leaders are taking shelter in the area. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said his forces will retain security control for the immediate future over the Gaza Strip after Hamas is removed. The Pentagon is reporting that all of the military's Osprey aircraft have been grounded. 1 week ago, 8 Air Force Special Operations Command service members died in a crash off the coast of Japan. The initial investigation has indicated a material failure and not a human error that led to the crash. 3 people were killed when a gunman opened fire on the University of Nevada, Las Vegas campus yesterday, just before lunchtime Pacific. The suspect was shot and killed by responding university detectives. Lance Pry, USA News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
We're back with you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we're going to go to Dubai and connect with Craig Rucker. Craig is there, as he was earlier, and reporting to us. The UN Climate Summit president slipped up, and this was kind of the opening to COP28, which set an interesting mood. Craig is with us. He's the president and co-founder of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Craig, welcome back. Good to have you with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on your program.
Well, great. So give us an update. What's going on? What's the latest there happening in Dubai? Give it to us, straight right down the middle. Are they going to be able to accomplish any of their ambitious goals at this point?
Well, it's not going to be today. I'll tell you what, one of the things they've done, and it's kind of an interesting thing that the host country did, which is the United Arab Emirates, is they gave most of the delegates off today. So that finds many of them around town purchasing things. So it was a good tourism
right.
on the part of the people. And it worked for me, because I'm currently phoning you from the top of the Burj Khalifa, the world's tallest building. And so I apologize if there's some noise in the background. But essentially what's been going on right now is there's a big debate. The nations of the world are doing what's called a global stockade. That is, they're kind of handing in their report cards as to how well they're faring, coming to terms with the Paris Accord, which calls for a big slash in reductions to try to keep the world 2 degrees Celsius warming, and that is it. The big debate centers around two things. One is the idea that the nations, a number of them, like the European Union, the United States, many of the developed nations, want to phase out fossil fuels. And you heard that from John Kerry recently, who says that he's pledged, almost by diktat, even though he's just a bureaucrat, that the United States is going to do that, and he wants to stop coal development in particular all around the world. Well, that's opposed by nations like India and China, which want a phase down of fossil fuels, but not a phase out. So they also oppose this idea of tripling the use of renewable energy by the year 2030. So they're not on page. And in fact, their actions speak louder than words, because China's actually permitted and constructed two new coal-fired plants in 2022, the last year, pretty much every week, and is scheduled to put online as much coal-fired power as the United States presently enjoys between now and 2030. So that is really one of the major issues that's at debate right now.
So what kind of impact is that projected to have based on their argument of, you know, warming up the planet here? Is this helping, hurting, or is there still a debate if, in fact, that has any consequence whatsoever? Because it would seem that the way COP began, as I mentioned, here you've got the climate summit president, you know, saying, blurting out that there's no science behind the need to phase out fossil fuels. I mean, it's like, right?
And yeah, he did say that. He said, in fact, there's no scientific justification that phasing out fossil fuels will in any way keep the world from warming to 2 degrees. And in fact, if we phased out fossil fuels, we'd all be living in caves. That was his word. And we were actually pleased with that talk, and said this might be the first conference, I've been to 25 out of 28 of these COPs, where I heard a chairman so bluntly put it out there in such stark terms what the truth is. Now, of course, he was immediately attacked by Al Gore.
John Kerry, of course.
Exactly. Who said the UAE should really be ashamed of itself for putting this Sultan Al Jaber, in charge of the COP presidency, and that the UAE really is maybe not the best venue for a climate conference, which to some degree they have a point, but really the UAE is a poster child of what good development can be. You look at this country 20, 25, 30 years ago, and it was, you know, fairly humble. You look at it today, it's quite glitzy.
And
per capita income is, they're in the top 20. They're actually got a better per capita income than Canada, many countries in Europe. And this is all based on fossil fuels.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to ask you, what is their carbon footprint as a result of this 20-year of massive infrastructure development? How deleterious have they moved the needle and have contributed to the warming of the planet? Do we know?
You know, I don't have a good direct figure for the UAE. I do know the energy consumption is about 95% plus oil and gas that they use in terms to power their economy. It's less than 1% solar and wind. One thing's for sure, the carbon footprint of the attendees here is quite large.
Exactly.
It's a larger than normal conference. Normally, I've been to these things. They're anywhere from maybe 25,000 to 50,000 people that attend these things. This year it's 70,000. Nobody wanted to miss the chance to maybe come out here and do some shopping or whatever they do right before Christmas. It has been both private jets, and they are sparing no expense at these meetings, which I get to go to in the evening, and eating not so much bacon, not that they don't offer it, but there's plenty of meat to be found on the platters of the delegates who are eating here in Dubai.
Well, and that was the funny thing you and I talked about the last time was, you know, you had to worry about all this, being so sensitive to the environment, and there was, the appropriate type of food to eat. But the places that were, you know, doing well and that had more than enough of patronage were the people that were selling meat. You know, so not everybody was there to eat bugs, right?
No. Kebab is definitely probably the top dish that you can find around town here. No, I haven't found any insect beef and chicken and lamb. I have seen. They're not so big as pork here in a Muslim country. But,
right.
But yes, you got plenty of all the other meats.
Well, Craig, you know, for the West, I mean, we're sitting here in America. I mean, we've got a president and administration that is trying to shove all this stuff, this climate agenda, down our throat. We see it for what it is. They cannot, really give us any kind of scientific backup that says, okay, this is the cause and effect of our overuse of fossil fuels or whatever and be able to kind of measure this. This is all theoretical. It's all emotional. You hear Al Gore, you know, the climate is boiling and all this hysteria. And he's been saying this forever. I mean, he's like Pinky Lee, you know, where the sky is falling. And, you know, hey, last time I checked, it's still up there. And but we've got all this hysteria. And what's worse is we are engineering our economy and everything around this theory at grave expense, you know, to our economy and to the everyday citizens who just want to provide for their families, Craig.
Oh, no, you're completely right. And what I found refreshing is not just the Sultan who made that proclamation about the science, but within the U.S. news, we're 9 hours ahead of East Coast time in the United States. But I heard about the debate last night between the presidential hopefuls on the GOP side. And for the first time in a long time, I heard Vivek Ramaswamy actually challenge climate alarmism. Mm-hmm. And I think until we get that pushback by major presidential candidates, until those on the right understand that this is something that will impact our diets, it will impact our transportation, it will impact our energy costs, it will impact our jobs. When they see that the radical environmental climate movement has at its core, really, a transformation of the entire economy to something that's more command control, you know, something that the far left has done for a long time. And I think Vivek Ramaswamy put it well. This is not about science. This is about control.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look at all the money that we've spent over the last two decades. You know, I guess it you add it up, Craig. We've got to be in the trillions of dollars, right, by now?
Oh, easily, especially when you factor in the renewable energy.
Right. And so here we are. What do we got to show for it? I mean, we've got auto dealers across the country up in arms saying, look, I've got all this inventory here. You told us to, you know, that we needed to have all these electrical cars, and they're here in the parking lot, and we're losing money. There's not enough government subsidy to, you know, clear out the lots. And this is a huge white elephant that has been thrust upon the American people. Thank you very much, Joe Biden and this administration. Got to go to break. We'll pick up with Craig on the other side. He's in Dubai and we're here in America.
Imagine getting ahead of your irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C by treating it with Linzess. Then you could start proactively managing your constipation with belly pain and get ahead of your symptoms. Talk to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine what could relief from IBS-C mean for you. Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get 4 lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. You're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get 4 lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Honey, come here, quick.
What is it?
Shh, check it out. All these highly rated wines are under $20. Total Wine must have made a mistake.
Nope, they always have the lowest prices. Oh, remember that amazing rosé your sister brought over last week? See, it's right here.
Whoa, that's a low price. I mean, whoa, that's a low price.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly. B21.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, we're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Craig Rucker is in Dubai. He's at COP28 and updating us on what's going on. We were just talking off air about the delegates there and the room rates. I mean, Dubai isn't cheap. I mean, this isn't like, you know, the Motel 6. We're going to leave a light on for you. And you got the delegates coming in with all their different resources of money. You know, that's why they love this deal. You know, people do that which they get rewarded for. And they're living high on the hog right now, all in the interest of saving the planet. You know, they're just sacrificing so much at a high expense with this huge carbon footprint. As you said, 70,000 people coming in, more jets. Probably in one, you know, one area of Dubai, probably that Dubai's ever seen, right?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I was going to say, really, this is less a climate conference nowadays than it is a business conference. If you go to the areas in the green zone where they have all their booths, back in the day, you would see maybe the World Wildlife Fund, you would see Greenpeace, you would see Citizen Action, Rainforest Network, whatever, all these different groups that would be actually pushing their cause of the far left, you know, but their form at least, but they were ideological. I am hard pressed to find any ideological booths nowadays. They've all been bought up by companies that really don't have a vested interest in the science. They just want to make money on, you know, building batteries that can maybe reduce carbon dioxide, that could get contacts and connections so that they can make money. And so it's really a make money type of conference.
Well, you know, they see that the governments are throwing a huge amount of revenue and dollars into this, and they don't care if it's, if it's right or wrong. They just know that there's a bunch of money going there. So why not? I mean, take advantage, network, go there, and, you know, if you want to provide a service because these people want to, you know, come up with this idea. You know, you can ride that for as long as you can until somebody finally, you know, there's enough common sense that comes out and says, wait a minute here, let's look and study the real science. And why is it that we've, you know, basically social engineered the world? And now, you know, of course, the big argument is that after the last COP or even going back to the Paris Accords, Craig, correct me if I'm wrong, there was a commitment by all these development countries like the United States and others that were supposed to be paying into a pot to pay for these, you know, developing countries who basically have taken it on the chin because they're claiming that, you know, America was able to appreciate its growth at the expense of these third world countries, right?
You hit the nail on the head. You're correct, Bill. In fact, last year it was in Egypt, Sharm el-Sheikh, during COP27, that they developed something called a loss and damage fund that was right along the lines you talk about. It's basically for our past climate sins and also to help poorer countries cope with, you know, any sort of natural disaster they have, whether it's a typhoon, hurricane, or whatever. They claim these things are made worse because of the fact we ate red meat, drove SUVs, and our lifestyles. Of course, as I said, this isn't scientifically valid, but that's the claim. It's an excuse to get money. And one of the things John Kerry did when he came here, he got $17.5 million. I don't know where he found it from. It wasn't authorized by Congress. But he decided that he tossed some money to get the pot started. And we also have a global climate fund. This predated Paris, which is supposed to be $100 billion every year from the developed countries, largely to give to the poorer countries. It's a different fund than the loss and damage one. And that's what Kamala Harris blew out here for. They give $3 billion of our tax dollars into this fund. Now, that's a long way from $100 billion. But nevertheless, it's a start. And so I think American taxpayers are going to pay a lot. According to the papers, and this is one of the measures of success here, it's not so much anything scientific. It's how much money they can raise off of their global community. And this year they're claiming that COP28 actually raised $83 billion. And they're proud of that, that you know, not that they're stopping typhoons or helping anybody poor, but that the U.N. is getting $83 billion so they can, who knows, peel off a little bit of that for the little people and feel good about what they're doing.
Yeah, exactly. That's the thing you want to look at, is that how much of that money goes to cover the bureaucracy of it, the administrative costs, and how much actually goes down to these, you know, these suffering countries that, you know, that it's being claimed that, you know, whether it's a cyclone, a typhoon, or any kind of weather disturbance, that it's because of the, you know, because of climate change and because of, you know, these evil countries are the worst ever, because they're presenting and saying that the United States is the worst country on the planet. How can it be the worst country on the planet when we cover such a small area and we've done so much? Because even under President Trump, measurably, we had done so much more than we had promised that we would do, in the Paris Accords. So that's why he said, well, we don't need this agreement. I mean, it's too deleterious. It's not in the best interests of America. So he got us out of that. And meanwhile, you know, Biden has been doing everything to reconnect us, because it all supports the infrastructure of his theory of, you know, this climate agenda, right?
No, once again, I agree with everything you're saying. And I think that the, nations, for the most part, really look to the United States for one principal thing, and it's dollars. And, and to continue on the charade, I will clarify my earlier remarks when I said they got $82, $83 billion that they got pledged. They're pledges. They're not necessarily that they collected them yet. Mm. The UN has a very bad record of actually collecting on these pledges. So winds up happening in many cases is that foreign governments, including our own, wind up merely reallocating monies they already have in their, loans to developing countries, and just claim their climate now instead of
for
other purposes. And that's
that's all fits into the carbon credits, right? You know, John Kerry buys a bunch of tents out in the desert somewhere and claims some sort of, you know, carbon credit, you know, for supporting tents out in the desert. I don't understand that sleight of hand, and that he would even say that with a straight face, whether it's he or Al Gore or any of these other, you know, climate maniacs. How do you get by with this?
Well, and that's the part. They actually say this is moral, so he feels morally justified and superior to be able to take his private jet, because some poor person in developing world is foregoing electricity and the things they need to make their life better. So therefore it's okay. I mean, I can have more of the cake because somebody else has agreed to eat less of it. And that to me is part of the twisted irony in this whole thing, is that those who are feeling morally superior are actually doing quite an evil thing to those in the developing world.
But I mean, do they have a name? Are there people that are, you know, tied to a tent or you know, non-cake eaters of, obscure Africa or something? I mean, or is it just, something that they just, kind of theoretically throw out there? Because, you know, the thing was amazing. Again, just like you said, with all these other companies that come in along with all this, they see all this stupid money and they go, hey, why not? Let's just go and figure it out. And so then you get these guys that go, okay, well, we're going to make a business out of, collecting all these carbon credits. We're going to administrate these carbon credits. I mean, what a scam. I mean... Right?
Oh, and you're correct. There's actually been investigations in some of these companies. And they, one of them recently, and I can't remember who it was, but it was a bona fide source that's respected even by the left. And they found that almost all these carbon offsets, carbon credits, are completely, bogus.
Yes.
They're not giving it for an individual who lives in the jungle or something like that that you can name, as you mentioned earlier. They're actually giving it to companies that claim they're doing this for individuals, but when they look at those claims, they find that, most of them are pretty bogus. So for the most part, it's kind of all a big charade. I think that this is all about wealth transfer, wealth payments. The scientific component to all of this is nonsensical. We are not experiencing more droughts, more hurricanes. Much of the severe weather claims that they have, we routinely debunk at CFAC.org. And, just encourage your audience to go there if they want to. In fact, every month, we kind of highlight some of the things, whether it's Maui wildfires or Hurricane Idalia or any of these things that pop up in the news. You can go there and you will see the actual data that shows that Hurricane Idalia is not really that unusual. There are other hurricanes in the past that hit Florida with the same ferocity and well before climate change could have been a factor.
Craig, are we starting to gain any ground on this? I mean, because there is such an army of these so-called scientists and these climate alarmists and climate fascists, as some have referred to them, and they have, it's like they've got these nations on a string, so to speak. And our country is no exception of this. And, I appreciate all that you guys are doing. But, do we feel like we're, that maybe some of this, this false, manure that's been put out there about climate, and I just say that because I can't seem to locate scientific credibility and evidence that says that I should believe in climate change. That's why the majority of America goes, what are you talking about? The king is buck naked here.
I do want to give your listener audience hope. We heard, as you said, Vivek Ramaswamy actually tackled the climate monster. Congress just this week passed a bill in the House anyway to overturn the EV mandate. We have the leader of COP28 saying that it's a scientific charade, basically, when it comes to climate science. So I think the message is starting to get through. So I do believe there's reason for hope.
Well, thank you very much for that. We need that. He's from, he's calling us from Dubai, Craig Rucker, president and co-founder of the Committee for Constructive Tomorrow. Thank you, Craig.
The only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.